So what do you do in a case where a person was reading from a Sefer Torah and he found a mistake in the Sefer Torah, and that's the only Sefer Torah which is available? There's no other Sefer Torah which is available. So what is the halacha in that situation? So when the Mishmur comes out, the Pesach would be the following. So the person who got the Aliyah, where they found the mistake in that Aliyah, so we don't... Let me say the halacha and we'll discuss the logic behind it. Okay, the halacha is the person who gets the aliyah stays there, does not say bracha achrona at the end of his aliyah. They call it the next person who comes up but does not say a bracha, but the original person who, the person who got the aliyah where the mistake was found, stays there and also reads. You have the balkare, the new oila, and the previous oila stays there, and he stays there through the end of all of the kriyas atar until the end of Shvi. He says the bracha achrona on the Sefer Torah at that point in time. You do not say Kaddish. He reads the Haftarah without a maftir. And after the Haftarah, you say the Kaddish. So again, so the person who got the Aliyah is the one who read from the Sefer Torah in a situation where it was kosher, because he read three psukim properly, and then the mistake was found. So in that situation, he's the person who will say the bracha achrona on the Sefer. We're mechalik into aliyahs like we normally do, but the people in the middle do not say a bracha like they did with Zman Chazal, and the people got in the middle do not say the bracha. The person who says the final bracha is the person who read from the Sefer Torah when it was still known, assumed to be kosher. We do in that situation, we do not add a mafter in that situation to read the kriya from the mafter from a Sefer Pesul. We do not want to be mafsik, but we want to say the haftarah together with the kriya satarah, and we say the kaddish after the reading of the mafter. There's machloikis whether you say the haftarah with brachas, and the mishabura comes out that the ikr psak is that you do say the haftarah with the bracha. So that's a situation where no sefer is available. Let's say it's possible where it's possible to mishtal to get another sefer. It's not available there in the building. You could go to another place. There's an erev. You could go to another shul and get a sefer. You are not machloikiv to go get another sefer, but it's proper. It's considered a proper in halacha to be mishtadel to go get another sefer Torah if possible. Normally, we do not metaltel the sefer Torah like this. Just metaltel in the middle of another place. But since it's a kavod tzibur, they shouldn't have to travel somewhere else. And it's the kavod of it's the tzarek of the kriya of the whole tzibur. So this situation, we're matzah to be metaltel the sefer Torah to this back to the shul to read from the sefer Torah. I would like to publicly present a story just right now, which went back, I think, almost 40 years ago. The yeshiva had a Shabbaton in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And we took along one Sefer Torah, and we were staying in a hotel on right there, Mamish, on the Atlantic coast, not in any Jewish neighborhood. We took the Sefer Torah along. And we found, in the middle of the fourth Aliyah, it was Parshat Tazriah Mitzara, and I was the person who got the Aliyah. In the middle of the fourth Aliyah, they found a mistake that the word Pecheses, which is written Pei, Ches, Sof, Sof, that's the way it's supposed to be written, was written Peseches, Pei, Sof, Ches, Sof. They transposed the Ches and the Sof. So the Balkare read it correctly, but not how it was written in the Sefer Torah. He read it correctly, and I said, that's not what it says over there. It says Peseches. So we found the mistake. Already three Pesukim have been read, and I was not familiar with this halacha. I do not remember the halacha, and what I said to do over there was to stop, and we actually went later on in the afternoon. We went to Deal, New Jersey. We walked, the whole yeshiva walked into Deal, New Jersey, and we heard the end of the kriya from in there in the Deal. But remember, at that point in time, pointed out to me this halacha, that this is what you could do, and I was, after, of course, we already decided to leave. It was too late then. He was right, and I was wrong, and I would like to publicly make that correction for those who were there then and learned the halacha improperly, the correct halacha, like Rabbi Mendelwood said, that we should continue reading the Sefer Torah over there. It does say it's proper to be mishtadel to get make another opportunity. It was a nice afternoon activity. We took the whole yeshiva all the way to walk to Deal, about a 40-minute walk to Deal, New Jersey, to see the beautiful Sefer Torah that they had over there. Have a good morning, and have a good day.